What's it going to be like to go to the zoo now? It's Anna and Raven. Jim Knox from the Connecticut Beardsley Zoo in Bridgeport.
How are you, Jim?
I'm good. You guys are well, I hope.
We're all good, doing our thing. How are you? How's your family?
Good. They're doing well. Thanks, Anna. Thanks, Raven.
Jim, I'm curious, what has been lockdown and quarantine time like at the zoo? Because I imagine, you know, it's a bit more peaceful. There's some more, you know, concentration of one-on-one time with the animals. There's less staff even than normal. So what has it been like? Like, do they know something's going on, and does it cause peculiar behavior?
Yeah, you know, it's funny you ask. And yeah, there are definitely differences behaviorally. You know, we study the animals' behavioral modes, you know, through our work with Fairfield U and a bunch of other universities. So we notice slight differences in their behavior and sometimes major differences based on, you know, the flow of the public traffic. I'll give you an example. The tigers and leopards normally like to stalk anything that moves, right? Any movement, and they get all keyed up because they're big cats. Now, when I walk by, normally I would be no interest at all. Now they're like, hey, you look kind of interesting. I think I'll stalk you now.
I mean, you have a relationship with these big cats. So, you know, during the week, I think they're just kind of like, ho-hum, I'll go for the toddler. It's so much easier through the glass partition. But now, well, like, you're walking by and you look like a steak. Like, this is like Madagascar.
Well, they're definitely, I wouldn't say I have a relationship with them other than they're just like, oh, there's movement. There he is. It's just funny how there are subtle changes in the way they perceive and the way they express their intake. Because, for example, like our primates, our black-handed spider monkeys, you know, Gilligan and Titi, they're very curious. And they will come down, and you guys have seen them up close. They'll come down, they'll greet the public. And now they look at us, and they're like, hey, there's something, there's some action, there's some movement, there's some activity. But I think we certainly miss the public, and I think in many ways, I think our animals do too.
Well, the exciting news is that we don't have to miss you all that much longer, because come, I believe, June 1st, the Connecticut Beardsley Zoo will be reopening.
And we're very, very happy about that. In fact, we couldn't be happier. We miss you guys. We miss everybody who comes in through our gates every day, and we can't wait to see everybody. We're letting safety lead the way on this. We're certainly working to meet the protocols established by the CDC and by the Connecticut Department of Public Health, but we're also striving to exceed those protocols to make sure that our guest experience is not only safe, but really enjoyable, too. We have designated foot traffic flow in the zoo now, so that when people come in, they're going to follow a path, if you will, around the zoo. So we minimize cross traffic so people can have plenty of space. Before people even come in, we have contactless online ticketing, and we have numbers of guests that we'll be letting in the morning and afternoon. We have two different sessions. So it's all about making sure that we bring people in safely, give people plenty of space. These are our guests, and we care very much about all you guys, and we want everybody to be safe, but again, have an enjoyable experience too.
And it's reduced admissions to get in too, which I saw that. I'm like, that's nice.
Right, now's the time.
Yeah. We thought about it a lot, and everybody's been very good to us this whole time, you know, where everybody's been home and we've been caring for the animals. We know that people are just really, you know, yearning to get out there and enjoy the fresh air. We just wanted to say thank you. And that's one way that we can say thank you to everybody. It's an open air facility, so we're very lucky to have that sort of environment. It's a healthy thing to get outside and get that fresh air. So we're really looking forward to it as well.
Yeah, the weather's going to be on point. The animals are out. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, Connecticut Beardsley Zoo. You can visit them online at beardsleyzoo.org. Jim, thank you for taking the time, as always.
Don't get eaten, man.
Thanks.
Don't get eaten.
Thanks a lot, guys. I'll do my best. Take care.